interviews. Well, here I am. We've just been in to see a fashion show, a fantastic fashion show, actually, by Sam Thomas. And I've managed to grab Sam outside just before she goes rampaging out for a night in the tiles. Hi, Sam. What a great show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tell us a wee bit about it. I mean, it was quite a long show. I've been to shows the last 20 minutes, and frankly, I leave a bit pissed off because I just think, you know, I've just been ripped off.
Well, we had quite a lot to show. So we showed 8 girls with 10 outfits, so 80 outfits. So
an hour. It was great. But I have to say, the one thing I loved as well, apart from the fact the clothes were great, were your models. They were normal size women that you would see
real
out and about.
People. Yeah. Real people. We used a different variety of ages and sizes, which is what normal people want to see, and they can relate to that. So.
Well, this is the week, obviously, that the Kate Moss collection hit Topshop, and have you been down there checking it out?
I haven't exactly filled my boots with Kate Moss hot pants, so no, I haven't.
No, I mean, do you think that Kate Moss's stuff should be ignored by everybody over the age of about 18?
I think Kate Moss's stuff is copied from last season, what she was wearing, so I don't think it's very fashion forward, and I just worry about all these kids going to art college and fashion college and learning about textiles and cuts and trying to find a job in the industry and not finding a job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your place, I have to say, is full of so many beautiful dresses, it seems to be, in lots of really bright colours. What should the discerning lady be looking at doing and wearing for this summer?
Well, as you say, dresses are a great look because if you've got fantastic legs, you can wear your little mini dress, and if you don't, you just put maybe your jeans or linen trousers. Printed, brightly coloured dresses. Bell sleeves are quite important, which is a sleeve that's quite tight, and then over the elbow it goes...
Oh, over the elbow, so it hides the fat arm.
Absolutely, get those bingo arms hidden away.
Well, I like to do that, but wearing a coat in sort of July is about the only option I had until the bell sleeve, so that's good news. And I have spotted the footless tight.
The footless tight... We wonder what the age limit is on the footless tight, but I think any age, really. I think if you wear it with a longer dress, and probably not the stripy footless tights, but certainly plain black ones are quite classy.
And I mean, you do accessories as well, I know, and would you be wearing flat sandals, high heels? What's the footwear thing for the year?
Wedges are still really, really important. Espadrilles, things with straps around your ankles are quite important. The round toe's still very important. Little platform with a sling back and a peep toe is quite important. Quite 70s, really. Mm-hmm. Colours, purples, greens.
And if you like black, because I do, can you still get away with their wearing black at some point?
Yeah, you can still wear black. Black's still, you know, a basic. And a lot of metallics as well. People with shoe shops hate metallics because if you buy a pair of metallic shoes, they go with quite a lot of things, so you don't have to buy lots of different colours. So that's why they're quite hard to find. But so metallics are important, and they go with everything.
Hot tip. Now, there's another thing that you do, which you just told me about, which is a great idea. You know, if you're working and you finish work about, you know, 5:30, 6:00, you do kind of girly nights, don't you?
We do. We call them after hours, and basically all you have to do is get 15 friends. So invite about 20, because everyone doesn't always turn up. You come to the shop, you book it. Usually 6:30 or 7:00 start. We give you lots of fizzy wine, and you get a discount, which is I think about 10%, maybe 15% if we're feeling generous. And you just can try on with your friends. You actually get, for organising it, we reward you with a £100 gift voucher, which you can spend in the shop whenever you like. And it's just quite a good fun night out, and then you can go out for supper afterwards. But it's a good way of seeing things, you know, on other people, and no pressure, and so
you get the benefit of the advice, obviously, because I know you do advise people on what they should be wearing.
I do, with it, not in a pushy way, but yeah, we do. All of the girls are sort of quite keen on sort of helping people, and our customers, you know, they're not sort of 16-year-olds who sort of can hit Topshop and New Look. Yeah. They do.
Well, they can, but they look ridiculous.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, so it's really important to us to sort of, you know, to dress people in a way that sort of, you know, they feel confident and they feel comfortable.
Well, I mean, I think also, you know, much like food, clothes shops, you know, you don't want to be going to the big chain stores. I mean, it's easy to do that, but to actually seek out a shop such as your own, you get something that is unique, and you're not going to meet lots of other people wearing.
I think that's the great thing about being an independent. We can, you know, buy a brand from a small designer who maybe only makes 6 or 8 of a run, whereas, you know, if you look at George Street, we've got Hobbs, we've got Karen Millen, and we've got Jigsaw, but all of those shops have actually are in every town. So, you know, the chances of you wearing something similar, particularly for weddings and things like that, are quite high.
Watch the space. 10 years, you're going to be in every town, I've no doubt about it. But at the moment, where are you?
We're in St Andrews, in two shops in Edinburgh, in the West End, Stafford Street, and one shop in Perth, so four shops.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks for talking to us. Thanks for a great show. Really enjoyed it. And I've got a challenge for you. Look at the state of me. Come and turn me around. Turn me into a fashionista.
I will do. Thank you.
Let's see if she manages that.